Today is the 31st of October, 2023, so it's Halloween, 2023. It's 11:23 a.m., and I'm your host. My name is Sean. This coming December, I will have one more year to go to deal with the child support agency, and I literally cannot wait. I mean, like, paying $300 every month, you know, for a child that lives in Greece, it could be a lot worse. And as a matter of fact, in the beginning, it was a lot worse. For somebody with my income in the beginning, I was paying $798.22 a month for a single child, and I was making like $40,000 a year. So I've been every year that I can afford it, I get a printout from the child support agency, and it says on that printout that the last payment that is owed is December of 2024. When that time comes, I'm going to do the happy dance. I literally cannot wait for that time to come. It's going to be a really big deal that I don't have to deal with the child support agency anymore. Again, child support, financial, and any other means of child support is absolutely necessary. I just do not agree with the government being in business and using these children as a means to be in business for that reason. I remember once, I don't know, I think it was like in 2014, like I went to the child support agency and took care of everything. Like I got behind. It was $798.22 a month. So I lost my job and I just didn't have the money to pay child support. I gave them what I had, but obviously it wasn't close to $798.22, so they don't care about that. They sent me a letter, which they get paid for the federal government for. And then they suspended my driver's license, which they also get paid from the federal government for. And I lucked out. Like I went to the child support office and they, you know, I asked them, I was like, okay, what do I need to do to get my driver's license back? And she said, we need 1 month payment. I was like, I just told you I lost my job. I don't have that. And I lucked out. I had a family member that actually had that and let me borrow that money. So I was able to get my driver's license reinstated and everything. And then the very next day, I got another call from somebody at child support. Or no, I didn't get a call. I got a call from somebody at my bank. The child support agency levied my bank account. And they left a number for me to call. So I called them and I was like, okay, well, I just took care of all of this yesterday. I just took care of this. So the lady was like, okay, this is a completely separate action that has nothing to do with that at all. I was like, oh. And then this lady told me, she was like, don't put anything in that bank account because they levied it. Any money that goes in that bank account is going to get swept and go right to the child support agency. So I just left the balance. I think there was like, you know, 2 or 3 cents in there. So I just left that in there. And I just, you know, and then like after a month or two, I forget how long exactly it was, they lifted the levy and then I could use the bank account and I've used it that way ever since. Also, in I think May of 2021 or 2022, I forget, but the child support seemed like, I have a checking account and a savings account. I got the two mixed up. And when I made a payment to the child support agency, I made it out of the wrong account. So obviously it bounced. Okay, no big deal. So you deal with that with, usually you know, you make the payment right. So I corrected and made sure, you know, the money was there. So child support didn't take it. I was like, that's weird. And then I got this letter from this collection agency. I think they were in Georgia. That I never agreed to do business with, but because the child support agency said I was late to this collection agency, that gives the collection agency the clout to do what they wish to collect that money. So I'm looking at this invoice for child support and it's $300 plus 10% that I have to give to this agency. this other agency that I never wanted to do business with. I never asked to do business with them. So I had to, I copied that with my scanner and I copied the, I had to get a money order and I copied the money order that I sent to them. And then I sent that to some agency. And because they were like, I don't know, they were threatening me somehow, but I don't know. So I just sent it to them. So, okay, so the payment was made. I remember this one lady from the child support office, her name was Carrie Abney. She called me. I was like, I can't talk right now. But, and she said, okay, well, I know we were going back and forth via email, I think. And she's like, okay, call me tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. at this number. So I did exactly that. And she was not there. She didn't actually get in until about 9:30. And she called me back. So we were talking. And she said that there was like, I don't know, like a period of time, I don't forget what she said, like 6 or 3 months or something, where I didn't pay child support. Now, like if, like I would do the happy dance if I didn't have to pay child support. That was a mistake. But because the child support enforcement office made that mistake, that they don't make mistakes. That is my mistake. I just went all that time without paying anything. Yeah, right. The non-payment of child support never happens anymore anyway. But this lady was like, what about such and such months when you didn't make any payments? I'm like, when was that? But because the report that she has shows that I didn't make any payments for those months, that means it did not happen. That means that I didn't make any payments. Even though I made those payments, it's just really, it's my fault that it did not happen according to them. So it has to be the non-custodial parent's fault. If anything goes wrong in on child support with the child in regards to the child or in regards to payment or in regards to money or anything at all, it's always the non-custodial parent's fault. So because I don't have custody of my child, it's my fault. It's my fault that my child is in Greece. It's my fault that the mother does not comply with the current child support order. It's all my fault. All that stuff is my fault. No matter what happens in the child support agency's eyes, it's the non-custodial parent's fault, period. I remember one time on accident, they swept my tax return, and that was also my fault. And they weren't going to give that money back. It was like, it took me forever to get that money back. And like, you know, like if I don't pay my child support like every month, then they issue an arrest warrant. They take away my driver license. All of those are enforcement actions. Now, even though they get paid for all those enforcement actions, like they illegally swept my tax return that I had earmarked for stuff I was gonna, you know, pay for stuff. Buy stuff. It wasn't a lot of money. It was like $1,700 or something. But they swept on accident that, you know, like at first they were in complete denial about taking an accident. But when I showed them some documentation, some accurate records, that's the only thing they understand. Then they were like, oops, I'm sorry. And it's still after that point, after I got them to admit that they swept my tax returns incorrectly, they still weren't going to give it back. It still took me months to get that back. It took me months to get that back. It took me months, you know, when they didn't read the new order and my child support got dropped down from $798.22 a month, which should never have been at. That's the thing with these lawyers. The whole family thing gets pushed into the courtroom. And, you know, if, you know, the other side hires their own lawyer, which they do, then the other lawyer just will annihilate you because they're in civil county court. They're in these family courts and they know these judges. They do this every day. It's completely unfair and the deck is stacked completely against the non-custodial parent. Whoever wins custody wins child support. That's the way that it is. The entire child support system has been pushed into the courts where it should not be. So there are judges and there are people in child support that have never, ever met my child. They don't know anything about my child, but they use these children to say, oh, we work for a child support, so they get away with everything. They pay these agencies handsomely. Everybody wants to be in business with child support, or they're deathly afraid of child support. That's the way that it is.